Breaking ball hit in the air and deep to right field. Bautista going back. He's at the track, at the wall. This one is gone. A 1-2 pitch results in a grand slam to Michael Saunders. And Seattle suddenly has opened this wide up. It's 9-5 Seattle in the 10th inning.
Grand slam, Michael Saunders, after he homered in the ninth to pull Seattle back within a run. And the Blue Jays lose to the Mariners 9-5. And really, what can you say about this game? The Blue Jays had it in their back pocket. Two-run rally in the bottom of the eighth inning gives them a 5-3 lead. In the ninth, they're up 5-4, two out, nobody on, and Kyle Seager hits a bouncer to Brett Laurie. His throw in the dirt can't be picked by Adam Lind. Then J.P. Arencibia tries to pick him off at first, throws a ball into right field to send him to third base, where from whence he winds up scoring on an RBI single by John Jaso, and the Blue Jays go on to lose 5-5. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Jays Talk, and a very short Jays Talk, which is probably good given the game. Just a terrible way to lose a ball game. My question to you is, what do you say to Brett Laurie? He's been such a great spark plug for this team. Everybody loves him. But his throwing error winds up costing the Blue Jays the game. Tough to pin anything on one person. Always. But if he makes a good throw, the game's over and the Blue Jays win. What do you say to Brett Laurie? Frank in Toronto, listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What do you say?
I think he's just the ultimate competitor. I think you just say, you know, go get him next game. And, you know, I think his work ethic is probably second to none. And he'll just take this as a learning experience and, you know, maybe work on those tough throws in practice.
I like the sound.
I don't think you need to worry about Brett Laurie.
I agree with
you
completely.
He'll bounce back.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Frank. We got to be quick tonight. Brent is also listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan in Toronto. Brent, what about you? What do you say to Brett Laurie in the clubhouse after the game?
Only thing that sort of makes this a little easier to take is that a Canadian is the one who won it for the Mariners, and that was nice to see Saunders get some shine here on his home soil. And so, you know, Laurie's got all the hype, of course, but you had another Canadian who was able to get some shine and win it for the Mariners tonight. So, but, you know, I think a lot of people watching tonight were thinking, hey, I could have made that throw, you know, and if I was Laurie. And, you know, again, just to see Lynn not be able to pick it up, it was sort of, you know, two guys who didn't make the play there. And so it was tough.
It's a tough play for Lind, and a lot tougher than it looks, no question about it, to make a pick on a throw like that. And usually Adam Lind has been so good at that since taking over at first base. And you could see just how upset he was with himself at not being able to pick it. But it doesn't change the fact that a good throw, a decent throw, a half-decent throw, ends this ball game. And it's too bad. Just a terrible, terrible way to lose a game. Especially to make it a fourth straight loss after it looked as though the Blue Jays were going to snap out of it after that terrible series in Baltimore. But again, pattern of the season means you're going to start a four-game win streak tomorrow. Jays lose it 9-5 to the Seattle Mariners. It is the Blue Jays Talk on the Honda Post Game Show on the Blue Jays Radio Network. Welcome back to Rogers Center. Just a terrible way to lose a ball game for the Blue Jays. Two ninth-inning errors lead to the tying run scoring, and then Michael Saunders hits a grand slam off of Luis Perez in the 10th inning. Perez, who had been so good this year in eight appearances, he had not given up a run and only allowed five hits and four walks in 12 and two-thirds innings. 9-5, the Blue Jays lose their fourth straight, and they fall to 500. A 10-10 team. Quick look at the scoreboard. Yankees walked it off in Detroit, kind of. The winning run scoring on a passed ball by Alex Avila as the Yankees beat Detroit 7-6. Oakland took care of Baltimore 5-2 to snap the Orioles' four-game win streak and a four-strikeout inning for Ryan Webb in that one. Indians got a walk-off win 3-2 over the Angels, who released Bobby Abreu after the game. And the Rays lead the Rangers 8-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Jays and Mariners continue this series tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon. We're on at 3:30 Eastern for the pregame. 4:07 first pitch, Brandon Morrow against Kevin Millwood. You've been listening to Home Hardware, Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. Things will get better. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Rogers Center.